Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Morning, everyone. There was a dad praying with his four-year-old son named Robbie, and they went upstairs to pray together. And the father was praying with his son, and during the prayer, his four-year-old son said something really that kind of shocked the father. He was just praying and praying, and the little boy was praying, and then all of a sudden, the son prayed, said, "I miss you. I miss you, Father. I miss you, Daddy. I miss you, Jesus." And then when the prayer was over, the father didn't say anything to the son, but then he went back to see his wife, and he said, just something interesting happened in the prayer that little Robbie was praying, and he said, "He misses Jesus." So the husband and wife were like, "What does that mean? Why does he miss him? What's going on? You know, is he sad about something? Is something bothering him?" So the husband and wife started to pray and pray and pray for their son, Robbie. And then they decided, the father went back the next couple days and after a few days and said, "I want to sit with you, Robbie, and what's going on? Why do you miss Jesus? You wanted to find out what's going on, something bothering him." "See, I don't miss Jesus anymore." "What do you mean you don't miss Jesus?" He said, "We were playing in the play box yesterday and we were playing and hanging out, and he was talking to me and I was talking to him." And then the father said, "Okay." He went back to the wife again and he said, "Robbie doesn't miss Jesus anymore." "So what? What's going on?" "No, he's been playing with Jesus every day and he's fine now." And the husband and wife looked at each other and they said, "I think we miss Jesus. We miss Jesus." Today's story is one of the most famous stories in the Bible and one of the most famous parables of also a son. And this same son also missed his daddy, and also missed his father, and also missed Jesus. And the story, you know it very well. We know the story of the prodigal son, the lost son who has been away, and it's a very similar experience. Now, let's take it back to this son who is lost. He was really hungry. He was really hungry for food, but that wasn't it. If we investigate the story, do you think the story is just about that the son was away and he was eating with pigs, and he was away and he had no food and said, "Oh, I have no food here, let me just go back to my father's house"? That's not the story. That's just really 5% of the story. The story is really this, is that son, the lost son, the prodigal son as we know him, was not only hungering for food, he was hungering for his father. He was missing his dad. He wanted to go back because of that love and that sweetness that he had with his father. And I think that's kind of the main part of the story today. And I think, to be honest with you, during this Lenten season, we feel the same way. We feel we're missing Jesus. Like little Robbie said, "I miss Jesus." And then the parents said, "I miss Jesus." You know the story today? The lost son? He misses his father. And I would probably guess every one of us is missing Jesus in some kind of way. We know he's there. But sometimes we do feel alone. Sometimes we do feel rejected. Sometimes we do feel hopeless. But at the end of it, we just want to be next to our father. We really miss our daddy. Let me ask you this question. Why would the prodigal son miss his father so much? Just for the money? Just for a home? Just like that? Let's open up the gospel together. Why would he miss his father so much? Let's open up to Luke 15, 20. We're going to be just in the Gospel of Luke together, but let's open up together. Luke 15, 20. I want you to see what the son was missing. What the prodigal son was missing from the father. Luke 15, 20. "But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." What was the son missing? Food? Money? Shelter? He was missing the same father that would go and fall. I think we read this really quickly. It says, the father fell on the son's neck. How do you fall on someone's neck? Does anybody have an imagination? The father fell on the son's neck. So the father, when he went, he just collapsed on his son. That's how much love, that's how much emotion, that's how much compassion the father, he fell down. It's like he collapsed on his son. That's what he was missing. We kind of take the story, he was missing food and shelter. Yeah, he wants those things too. But he was missing that. And we're missing that. That really sweetness of our Father. But you know what we don't even realize? How bad do you think the Son was smelling at this point in time? Remember, he was eating with pigs? We see this story. We have to be creative and imagine what was going on. The Son was smelling so, so bad, but did the Father care? It didn't matter to him. He said, you smell bad, I'm going to collapse on your neck. But wait a minute, how come the Father didn't punish the Son? Because he made a big mistake to take the inheritance. Didn't matter. He collapsed on his Son, fell on his neck, and kissed him. I miss you. I love you. That's what the Son was missing. That's what we are missing. As we get into Great Lent and we get to Holy Week, something I always hear from you, and I say it myself, man, I really miss Jesus. I really miss him. And Holy Week, we get to the point where we're like, I love this. This is so amazing. I've been missing him for so long. The Son, that's what happened. He missed that compassion, that love, that sweetness. Why? What else would he miss? Let's go to verse 22 and 20 up to 24. Look at it together. But the Father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this is my Son who was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Ran to his Son, fell on his Son, squeezed his Son, kissed his Son, gave him the robe, gave him the ring, gave him sandals, gave him a fatted calf, gave him so much, so much love. I used to preach something different when I was younger. I used to preach, the Son was shocked with the Father's love. Oh my God, you give me a robe? You give me a ring? Your sandals? The Son was shocked. You give a fatted calf? I changed the direction here. The Son wasn't shocked. He knew and he experienced how great God was in his life, how great the Father was, right? We know it's a symbolism, right? How great it was. And he realized, what am I doing? All this other stuff, what am I doing? I really need to go back. So the Son wasn't shocked. He knew what he was missing out on. I would say something to you today, guys, all of you, including myself. There's two kinds of people in the church today, and I'm one of them. One is never really experienced what it's like in the Father's house with Jesus. Well, I would ask you today to take a journey to discover it. And there's another group of people who have tasted how amazing it is in the house of Jesus and house of the Father. It's time to rediscover it and go back to it again and to return to it. Look, our separation from the Father sometimes is intentional and many times not intentional. You wake up after many days, many months, many years, and you realize, I'm really far away from God. I really miss him. I remember when I used to be so close. I remember when I used to be so like ingrained in the scripture and so close. We've said that many times. You said that, I've said that. Well, this day of the Son returning to the Father, is there a better day for us? If you've never experienced the love of the Father, this is a great day to come to church. If you have and you've tasted it, but you miss it, this is a great day to come to the church. This is the best Sunday to restore the beautiful relationship between Father and us, his sons and daughters. So what do I do now? Let me go back to the gospel just for a few more minutes to show you what he did and what we should do. We all want to go to the Father. We don't want to miss out anymore with this beautiful life with God. Let's go back to Luke 15, verse 17. So what I would say is what the Son did is he realized and he confessed. He what? Let's say it together. He realized and he confessed. He had this kind of revelation. And it says here, he came to himself. He came to himself. So what I would say today is, before we can confess, we have to come to this conclusion. What am I doing? What am I doing? You should come to that conclusion. What am I doing? Yeah, I'm in the church. Read my Bible and pray sometimes. What am I doing? My Father, his house is so much sweeter. What am I doing? There has to be a realization before we can confess. And you know, in verse 18, he says, I will say to my Father when I see him, I've sinned against heaven and before you. He's going to confess, I've sinned. I've been away from you. So our confession should be the same. We should realize and confess. Something St. John Constant said this. I love this word. He said, hear me here. Hear what he says. He said, deceptive sweetness of sin separates us from the truly sweet life according to God. St. John is saying, sin is so sweet, but deceptive. It's separating us from the true sweetness of our Father. And I think that's what happens. Not intentionally. Sometimes intentionally, but most times not intentionally. When there's a separation from our Father, it's because we've looked at some other sweet things in our life. And that's what the prodigal son did. He saw something he thought was sweeter, but it was deceptive. The real sweetness was right there in front of him in his own home. So he realized and he confessed and he said, what am I doing? After that, there has to be a repent and return. So you realize, we realize, I miss you, God. I miss my daddy. You confess that. I've enjoyed some other sweetness. And then in 18 and 20 today, Luke 15, 18 and 20, both of them said, I will arise and go to my father. Okay, then, verse 20, he arose and came to his father. What I would say here is this. It's time to go home. It's time to go home. Not home, not don't leave the church right now. I'm saying it's time to go back to the Father's house. It's time to go back to that life when we were having that sweet time with him again. We're in the Lenten journey. We're going to head towards Holy Week. And you're going to realize in that moment when we're sitting there and we're saying, thine is the power. And we're going to be sitting there and we say, man, I missed you. This has been too long. I'm saying don't wait till that moment. Let's take it right now. And during liturgy, say to Jesus, I really miss you. And I've been missing out. And I want to return to you. And your sweetness is better than that sweetness. And I will rise and come to the Father. Yeah, we have this tendency to have this fear of missing out. Some of us have that fear of missing out. When we look at social media, we have that fear of missing out on so many events. People are doing them, say, why am I doing that? They're doing that. How are they doing that? And the most thing we are missing out on is this life with the Father. I want to say this in conclusion, really, at the end here. We're going to continue liturgy. When you feel cold and afraid and lonely, I want you to imagine the Father putting on what for you? When you're cold and afraid, what do you think he's putting on you today? He's putting on the what? He's putting on the robe. When you feel alone and you feel like no one loves you or you feel empty or whatever, I want you to imagine today the Father's going to put a ring on your finger. What does the ring represent? I want to marry you. I want to be with you. So if you feel like no one wants me or whatever, just remember when that ring is going on the son today and that robe, you're cold and afraid. He's putting it on you and me. He's clothing us with his righteousness, with his love. He's saying, I love you and I have a commitment with you and I have a covenant with you. When you see that the prodigal son is sitting there with his dirty feet and the father goes what? He stoops down. And we don't imagine this because we say it so quickly. He stoops down on the dirty, dirty, dirty feet of his son and puts what on his feet? New sandals. You know what he's doing for you and for me today? I promise you. I promise you this liturgy. He is washing not only our feet, our dirty feet, but our dirty hearts. I promise you, when you see robe, ring, and sandals, that's not for the prodigal son. That's for us. And he is going to clean the dirtiest part of me. What we do in this liturgy today, we need to realize that. We need to confess it to him. We need to return to him and enjoy the beautiful arms and the beautiful love of the Father. If you've been missing out, if you've never experienced the Father's love before, this is a great day to come and enjoy it. If you have and you've been missing it, this is a great day today on the Prodigal Son Sunday, where the arms of the Father are wide open with his robe, the ring, sandals, to clothe us and to love us in his beautiful arms. We miss you, Lord. I think we should say that today in the church. We miss you, Lord. We miss you, Jesus. Let's say that. Let's pray it. Let's enjoy the rest of the liturgy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.